Blog Talk Radio.
We can't conquer the world.
reflections on what makes us feel good now. I just wanna make you feel good now.
You're now tuned in to GEI Radio, Necessary Convo. I am your host, Tone. Got my co-host, GG. What's going on?
What's up, brother? How you feeling?
Everything is great, man. Everything is great.
Okay. Look, man, I want to jump right in, everybody. Welcome to the show. Man, Tone, you know, I had to spend a few times before we got started to grab some folks that I really wanted to chime in tonight. I know everybody is anxious to get into the subject and everything. So we got to talk about life. You know, we got to do some catching up and things like that. You know, ATL is still the ATL, man. Whatever that means.
Whatever that means,
whatever
right?
That means to you guys. Yeah. Atlanta is still Atlanta. What's going on your way, man?
Man, actually, we just finished up a photo shoot for my wife's podcast. Jonathan came down from New York and shot that, so that was dope. But earlier in the week, man, we was having all type of tornadoes and flooding and all type of stuff, man. I guess from that, excuse me, from that storm that came from Louisiana. It hit up here real bad, man. So they still cleaning up from that. But other than that, man,
okay.
You know, everything's been good.
Okay. That's what's up. Yeah, no doubt. Look, I want to just go ahead and help some folks out right now, man. If you're tuning in for the first time, you know, definitely welcome to Necessary Convo. I'm Gigi After Dark. Another gentleman is GEI Tone. We previously had a platform called Freaky Friday, if anybody remembers that. Man, there's probably hundreds of people on this call that remembers Freaky Friday. I'm probably trying to figure out how can we start fitting Freaky Friday into the week. So we're not going to talk about that this time. But just know that we decided to expand the platform, expand the conversation, expand the content, and make sure that we're able to touch and be more impactful, you know, as an individual, as brands, as business owners, entrepreneurs. And so, you know, we came up with Necessary Convo. We talk about pretty much everything, y'all. You know, we talk about, you know, life with you know, being married, being single, you know, dating, you know, finances. So we touch pretty much everything. And, we, you know, we even get into some topics, some current events. We've even dealt with politics, believe it or not. And so we'll continue to, you know, we'll continue to hit those different topics and subjects. So we thank everybody for your support. You know, the people calling in to the show, people inboxing, you know, following our social media platforms individually and the entire Necessary Convo platform. So, you know, so much thanks and appreciation to everyone and your support. You know, it's not easy when you start using your voice to make a larger impact than yourself, you know, because you have to take your personal ideals and you have to start taking your personal ego and your personal opinions, you know, and get those out the way so you can get down to the conversation and then actually really having some good dialogue, because not just us talking, you know, we have the callers, you know, doing their part. And so, you know, your energy is always appreciated and important. As a matter of fact, so help them out, man, and make sure they got the right number to text out to their folks and the different ways that they can actually participate, you know, on this platform.
Definitely, definitely. The number to send out, if you're on and you want to send out the number, is 516-387-1268. That's 516-387-1268. If you want to listen online, we do have an online chat where you can still get your questions in. All you got to do is go to GEI Radio on any social media platform and click the link, and we could, you know, chat it up online with you. Call us, that's on. If you want to chop it up with myself or GG, answer a question, ask a question, just hit one, and we'll get you on. And that's it.
And that's what it is. And that's what it is. Oh, man. So, you know, it's Sunday. We have the Labor Day weekend extension. You know, a lot of people are traveling. You know, we always have to make sure that you guys are being safe. You know, half the folks wearing masks, half the other half not wearing them. You know, half of the folks talking about get a vaccination, the other one talking about don't do it. It's a crazy world.
That's a battle,
man.
Right now.
Listen, guys, you really have to understand that, you know, when it comes down to it, of course, we all have to do what's best, you know, for ourselves and for our families and the stuff that we can control. Like, I remember, like, last year, my daughter and I went to, we was at Lenox Mall. Now, trust me, we wasn't on a shopping spree. We weren't doing that. We were getting one item. But we went to Lenox Mall. For those of you that have visited Atlanta, you know, Phipps Plaza Lenox Mall is the real bougie. You know, has all the high-end designer, you know, stores in there. And so we went to the Apple store in there because there's only a few in Atlanta. And so I remember on the way in, now my daughter is – super paranoid, right? Super paranoid. She always has a mask on. She's all, you know, she ain't talking to nobody. She's looking straight forward, you know, and that's cool with me. I don't care. You know, I don't want you to talk to nobody, baby. You good? Put, you know, wear your mask, you know, that's cool. But I remember the masks weren't necessarily required in a sense. It was, you know, it was right before they was really, you know, going hard on it. And I remember this white lady had stopped us, well, had stopped me because mine wasn't on yet. I had it in my hand. And, you know, when we got a little closer, because we wasn't by anybody yet, but as we was going to get, you know, closer, I was going to go ahead and slide mine on because mine wasn't the traditional just behind the ears. Mine looked like a whole ninja, right? It was the whole assassin. look. So, you know, I didn't want to put that on, you know, as soon as I came in, the folks like, hey, who's this brother and what's he up to? So I was like, let me just kind of wait until I slide mine on or whatever. But I remember this white lady came up to me, man, and I didn't really understand what she was saying. I thought she was like going to ask me for some directions, ask me who I was. In hindsight, man, I really should have handled it a different way, because I didn't realize what she was doing. But she basically was coming up to me to ask me where my mask was, right? And so what wound up happening is as she was coming towards me, of course I put my mask on, and then she had, like, said something. I'm pretty sure it was slick, but, you know, my daughter's right there. I didn't want no confrontation. And so we kept walking. But I realized afterwards this lady was about to tell me to put my mask on. And here's the crazy part. She ain't have a mask on. The fuck? The hell? Okay, so my bad. I had to give you guys a rant. That's a GG rant that happens, you know, throughout the show from time to time. But, you know, I was just thinking about that the other day, and I said, what in the hell? And I guess that was the whole Karen movement, right? I guess around that time that was the whole Karen movement, man. So, you know, that was kind of funny.
You know what I find crazy? This is how crazy America is, and like how brainwashed and how they manipulate us through media. Now let's go back to like 2018, 2019 before this pandemic, right? If you walked in the store with something over your face, they probably would have called the police on you. People would have walked away from you. People would have been scared of you. Now, man, I see kids walking in the store. I see people walking in stores with, you can't see no parts of their body. And everybody in there just shopping like ain't nothing going on. And I'm like, ain't this crazy? Now, 2 years ago, this would have been an entire problem. Like it's crazy because last night, my wife had a little event at the studio or whatever, and I left early, so I'm coming home. I'm going into the house, and it's like maybe like 15, 16, you know, teenagers. They all masked up. I can't see their faces or nothing. Guess what? I walk clean past them, never turned my back twice. But if this was 2-3 years ago, I probably wouldn't have walked up there. It's just crazy to me, man. It's just weird. I've been peeping that. I'm like, man, nobody's scared of nobody that's face fully covered. It's just crazy. I just thought that was crazy, weird.
Man. that's true, man. That's true. I mean, folks are in full-fledged ski masks, like just straight-up ski masks. And, you know, nobody's tripping. It's pretty wild. But anyway, y'all, so listen up. You guys can press 1 to jump in to chime in once we get into what we're getting into. Tonight is a very special topic. Our show usually runs about an hour, or it's supposed to run about an hour, but sometimes things get so intense that we'll extend it for a few moments. But what's important is if you're on the line now, you're going to have to press 1 before 8 p.m. if you want to chime in, right? So you're going to have to press that, because if you don't, you have some issues. So I do want to say this real quick. Now, when you guys chime in, you can answer the questions that we're talking about. If you have an opinion or a comment, you can also say those things as well. But what I want you to not do is wait to after the show is over and then try to go on somebody's DM or go into the IG account and start responding to what we talked about. Like, now is the time to actually share your thoughts, opinions, and whatever you have. This is the open forum and the open platform to be able to do that, right? This is uncensored. Fortunately, we're able to run this how we want to run this. So it's uncensored. Right, it's unscripted, and then, you know, we have the opportunity to actually have dialogue. You got two grown ass men that are open to having this dialogue, and you're not going to get that too often, especially with these type of topics. And so, you know, with that being said, man, let's jump in, man, because this is going to get really, really intense.
Okay, so. Before we say the topic, this is something that I did a documentary probably like a year ago. I released it on a network. So if anybody been on a network, you've probably seen it. And one of the questions I asked the women, did they feel protected by men? Because, you know, over like the last couple years, we've been seeing like, you know, women frontlining when guys should have been frontlining. We've been seeing women get abused. You know, just a lot of things been going on with women in these last couple of years like that. I feel like shouldn't be going on with men, with us in the world, right? Yeah. So a lot of the women that I asked that question to, you know, some of them say gay, but a lot of them really didn't feel protected. And I, you know, and that's a sad thing. And then this recent incident that I seen on the news, where one of the models was strangled to death, you know, by a man or whatever. I mean, all of it came out yet, so we don't know if he was stalking her or if it was her boyfriend or anything like that. Made me think about that again, right? Like, you know, especially single women. You know, do you feel protected? Like, do you feel safe? Do you feel like you can have nice things and ride out and be comfortable? Because it just feel like the world is just changing right now. So that's pretty much the question that I was asking. Do women feel protected by men? And this is all women. This is not just black women. This is all women. Do you feel protected by men? So, ladies.
So, yeah.
Go ahead, Gigi.
Yeah. So, like you said, you know, press one to get into the conversation. And so just to piggyback off of what you said, the IG influencer, Miss Mercedes Moore, I believe her, they gave her real name, and it's like Janae Gagner or something like that. And, you know, they and here's another thing, man, that the media is a hot mess about. So I remember in one of the articles, they said that, you know, she was a model, she was a social media influencer, but she was found dead in her Texas apartment on last Sunday. And the police believe that, you know, the 33-year-old was a victim of at first they thought it was a suicide, or they're still thinking a suicide, but they found two bodies, if I'm not mistaken, in there. But what was crazy is, according to the reports, man, the police said that the influencer's Richmond apartment, they were conducting a welfare check. they was conducting a welfare check, man. Really, man? Really? Like, they, you know, they couldn't be a routine check or whatever, but whatever. And so, you know, they were talking about, they believe that, you know, she was strangled. Of course, they're getting all the facts and things like that. So apparently there was an additional body. If anybody knows the story, we don't want to go so much into that particular story because we don't want to take away from hearing, you know, what your thoughts are, because everybody has had some type of experience to where either they felt like they weren't protected enough, or they felt like, you know, things could have been handled a different way, you know. So we want to hear how you feel, how you currently feel, and what goes on, you know, in your community, whether it's directly or indirectly. You know, it's a pretty big deal. I do want to share this as the callers are lighting it up right now. We'll get to you guys, but I do want to share this, because I want to make sure that the fellas know that, hey, we want your input on this too. And that's just as important, because I want to know what the fellas, how the fellas feel when it comes to when it comes to protecting women. Are you the type of person that specifically will only protect those that you know, your very own, whether it be your spouse, your daughters, your sister, your moms, you know, when you're out and about and you see maybe some confrontation or things like that, do you mind your business? Right? Do you mind your business, or do you, you know, try to get involved? You know, I think that it's, you know, there's so many factors that has to be taken in consideration. But at the same time, you know, it's important to know how the ladies feel, you know, in this current state. Do you actually feel protected?
Yeah, ladies, press one. Don't be shy. Let us know. Press one. Let us know what you think. I think, like, for me looking on, like, outside, what I would say to ladies, I think a lot of women get this social media, they get comfortable. They really forget that it's really, like, real creeps and real bad people out there. Like, a lot of people get comfortable with showing stuff on social media, right? It's a race to, it's like a race to, like, I got a house, I got a car, I got this, I got $20,000, here go my check, this is how much I make.
Right.
You know, and a lot of times I be looking, especially like, you know, the guys, even though, you know, I look at the guys like they crazy too, but you know, most guys, Pat, Curry, whatever, not saying that ladies don't, but I'm just saying most women don't, but a lot of guys, Curry. So I'm looking, you know, it's silly on both parts. When I look at the ladies doing it, I'd be like, man, I hope she got a man. Like, I hope she got somebody that, you know, that's going to protect her because these dudes is different. You know, I remember one time it was like, you know, no women and children. Like, everybody else, you know, it's fair game, but no women and children. But now, man, these dudes is, I don't know who raised them. They shooting and killing everybody. So when I see these ladies get on social media, and they posting their cars, they posting their houses and stuff, they posting every trip. I'm like, you know, some of that stuff, man, you got to be careful. Like, everybody not happy. Everybody not doing good. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and, it,
yeah.
And it's not your enemies. You know what I mean? You got family members that's not doing as good as you doing that might be upset and talking and running their mouth to other people. Like, you know what I'm saying? It could be anything. So I always just be looking at that. Like, people got to be careful with that stuff, man. You know, some stuff,
right,
you understand, you excited and you want to show, but there's some stuff you got to just keep to you, especially, like, your personal. Like, nobody shouldn't see your house. Like, I see a lot of people, first-time buyers, showing their homes and stuff like that. I just, that's just so much of a no-no for me. Like, that's just too private. Like, no matter how big my house is or how small, I would never show my house on social media. Ever.
Yeah. That's a really good point. Because, you know, you don't know what people's mindset is. You know, a lot of people, like you mentioned, man, they're out there, they're studying folks, they're infatuated with folks. And, you know, people are so busy and consumed in putting out this image that, you know, it backfires. Like, you know, what exactly are you doing? You know, why are you doing that? Because even the ones, and I would go as far as to say, if we're talking about sales, let's just say that people are business minded entrepreneurs and that's what they're doing, right? They're lifestyle influencers. Even the successful lifestyle influencers, and this is real talk because I've literally witnessed this several times in life. Even the multimillionaires, right? If they're showing, you know, hey, these are my cars that I've been able to get with sales or build my businesses and things like that. This is my house and things like that. It don't be their house for real. You know what I'm saying? It don't be their cars for real. Like, you look at the car, and if they mess up and show the license plate, then it's not a real license plate. Like, it's still the paper tag or still the dealer tag or something like that. And if they're showing the house, they're like outside. They're outside of the house. You don't know if that's their house for real, but they're not going to show outside the house, then inside the house, or them walking, you know, all through it, and it actually be theirs. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, man, even, you know, a lot of folks know that you have to be careful, but I don't know how we transitioned into where folks is doing this much. Like, I don't remember people like, hey, this is my car. Hey, this is my home. You know, damn near giving the address. It's crazy, man. I don't understand it. I really don't understand it.
It changed when popularity came with it. Because back then, like, nobody really cared. Like, okay, you live over there, so what? You know what I'm saying? Like, all right. Like, it don't matter. But when popularity came and fame came with it, now everybody got to show what they doing. Everybody got to show, okay, I got to, every day got to be something new. Okay, you got this house, or I got this house. You got that car, I'm going to buy this car. I'm going to show. You know what I mean? Like I said, it got to the point where I see people put their paychecks. People show their actual paychecks. Like, yeah, I worked this many hours. Look how much money I brought home. And I'd be like, what in the world? That's so dangerous.
Oh.
Like,
oh, wow.
With men and women. Men and women. That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, you know, the topic is, you know, do women feel protected by men? But, you know, I see it from both sides. It's a dangerous game that people play on this social media, man. It's millions of people that you're doing that for. And like I said, everybody's not happy, man. Everybody's not happy for you. Everybody don't look at that as, you know what, salute, you're doing your thing. Some people look at that like you talking down on them, or you shitting on them, or you know what I mean? You might not even feel that.
Yeah.
You just showing your accomplishments,
yeah.
But people take it wrong. So I don't know,
yeah.
Man. I think it's going to get worse and worse as it, because more popularity coming with it, so people doing more and more things. I mean, look at some of these
right.
challenges people going out their way to do just to get likes and follows. And it's crazy, man.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, a lot of incidents like we, you know, with the young lady can happen. You know, that's why we got, like,
yeah.
that's why I always tell people with kids, you know, at what age do you give your daughter or son a phone? To give them access to this stuff, like, because that's very important, because once they got access to it, it's going to open them up. That internet is wide open.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. The young lady was only 33, right? She was only 33. I don't know if she had children or anything like that, but the simple fact is, you know, we're talking about, I think even from a generational standpoint, our kids, meaning, you know, the kids that are in our community and things like that and somewhere in our household, they don't mind showing. You know what I mean? They don't mind showing. They don't mind being flashy. They don't mind, you know, I mean, the internet for them is life. Right, we have never had so many YouTube shows. We've never had so many social media accounts and things like that, to where, you know, the kids are, you know, they putting together, you know, series and you know, my daughter, my youngest daughter, is a senior in high school, and I remember like last year. I was asking her, I was like, what are you glued to on your phone, of course? And so she's like, oh, no, it's just this YouTube show, whatever. So I'm looking, and she's watching these two girls eat food and watch TV. So I'm like, wait a minute. You're watching them watch TV and eat. Matter of fact, you're snacking. So you're snacking and watching TV, watching them snack and watch TV. What's going on here? What's really going on? And anybody that has a teenager has know about that whole situation, to where you know, kids are watching other kids do stuff, and you know, some are actually making a living off of it, right? Some of them are actually making you know, good money for some stuff that their parents
man.
Used to tell them not to do, and so it's you know, it's really different. But, you know, the internet is something else nowadays.
Yeah, and, you know, not only that, like, you know, women are expressing themselves a little more now than ever. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I agree.
I remember.
Yeah.
Like, I know, and I'm not that old, but, you know, when I was younger, it was impossible for a girl to show her body. Like that, just freely like that. You get what I'm saying? Now it's all over. So again, that's a whole another. That's a whole nother group of men that you're attracting. You get what I'm saying? When you do, when you go that way. See, you got the people that show money, homes and stuff
right.
like that to get attention. Then you got the girls that show their body, you know, get naked or whatever the case may be for that attention, you know, and you got, it just keep going down the line. So you got all that attention all from all these different people. It's dangerous.
Yeah.
You got to be careful, man. You got to be careful with that. Some of them dudes are predators.
Yeah.
Some of them dudes are rapists. Some of them dudes are murderers. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. I just think that it won't stop unless they stop social media. It's just going to get worse and worse, and the girls are going to get younger and younger because it's sort of like they feel like they forced to do that to get attention. You know, like we run a model agency, and I've talked to a couple girls, right? Pretty girls.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, the first thing I tell them is, listen, you don't have to get naked to get attention. Oh, no, but I want to.
Right.
Like, they're fussing with me because I'm telling them to put on clothes. Because they feel like they'll get more likes and follows putting on a lingerie. I never in my life thought I would have an argument with a woman about putting on clothes. It's what's going on. So that pressure from that, they're going to do whatever they need to do to get that attention. And in some cases, it's going to turn deadly.
That is legit, man. That's a legit point. I'm glad that you mentioned that. Now, the young lady who was an influencer out of Texas, Miss Mercedes Moore, and that was her IG name. You know, that happens a lot. Like IG, people talk about the IG models, right? That, you know, and you can easily just scroll down IG, even if it's not supposed to be in your algorithms because you don't do that. You're not going to be able to not find a woman posing or posting like some straight up risque content. Now, are dudes doing it? Of course. Of course. Dudes are short, shirtless, dick print, extra stuff. We're eating ice cream. I ain't never seen many dudes eating ice cream on social media than I have in the last few years. I'm trying to figure out, ladies, that what you really want, because he got to be doing it for you. He can't be doing it for himself, because you look funny, man. You look comical. But there's a lot of risque content in social media, to where before, you know, guys used to hope and pray that they could see, you know, some boobs or just a form of boobs or just a form of some booty because of the type of clothes she have and because she left it to our imagination. But now you can get full-blown cheeks, right? You can get the knit. Like, there is a nipple movement that has happened the last few years. Like, everybody, it's like, hey, my nipples are hard. Let me go ahead and post this pic. All right, leave me alone. That's just what it is. It's like a whole nipple movement, man. And I remember posting on my platform, like, yo, so we're not just wearing bras anymore. Like, bras are out of style now, right? And, you know, of course, everybody had their own plight. You know, nah, we're not wearing that. We combo free to tie ties and all that stuff. But, you know, at the same time, you still have to be cognizant that you are attracting a certain type of folk, right? In your DM, on your post. You're going to attract those guys. You can't say that when you post what you post that you're not going to attract certain type of folks along with your regular followers. You know that. You know the DMs are coming. You know, you already know that the folks are going to show out. You're probably going to have to block some folks. You're probably going to have to delete some comments. And you know what that content is going to do. You know what those pictures are going to do. So you don't post them all the time, right? You don't post them all the time. You're like, okay, you know what? Let me go ahead and hit them with this. Wow. You just hit them with the wham. And to me, man, it doesn't give anybody a right to be disrespectful. It doesn't give anybody a right to invade your privacy, right? So we're not condoning that. But what we are saying is, you know, we have to think about those things. You know what I'm saying? You have to be on the offense and defense nowadays. You have to. You know, that's just where we are. We have to evolve, you know, to that. We can't think that, you know, the social media police, so we can't think that other folks are going to make sure that things don't happen, you know, to us. We have to be on top of that. That's now a social responsibility. you have to take accountability and responsibility for those things at this point. Now, you know, women, they can have a full suit on, right? And then creeps will still come. So we're not saying that, you know, people aren't going to be people, but we're just saying it's so important nowadays to be aware. Just like women have to be more aware, us guys, we have to be more aware. So when we talk about the topic, women, do you feel protected by men? You know, we have to dig into that. And like I mentioned, you know, as far as a man, who do you feel like you need to stand up for? Who do you need to feel like you want to stand up for? And I was waiting on, you know, a few callers to chime in, but let me go ahead and say this. I'm going to share and explain what some men's thought process when it comes to stepping up to protect women, you know, especially out in public. Now, when I talk about on social media and then you go up on somebody's post to disrespect you and he say, hey, dude, show her some respect. And we're not talking about the internet bully. I'm talking about if you're at a grocery store and a guy sees, you know, some guys or a guy, you know, somewhat harassing or maybe looks like she don't want his, you know, his company or whatnot. What goes through some guy's head is, okay, do they know each other or not? Right? Because if I step up and I say something, things like that, and then she might get mad at me like, hey, this is my man. This is my boyfriend. This is my guy. You know, who are you to come in? This is what we do. Right? Another thing that goes through their head is if things get intense, what type of risk put him at? Because think about this, Tom. There's some activity going on. A guy is doing a little bit too much, and she's like obviously don't want, you know, his attention or whatnot. Let's say that the dude is like, hey, dude, hey, she says she don't want, you know, whatever you're offering. Step back, give her some space or whatever. So now you're in an altercation with this guy, right? You have a family to go home to, right? You have a wife. You have daughters. You have, you know, sisters, whatever the case is, that you need to go home and get home to. So that's a possible risk. And I'm just going through the process of what some men, I think some men may not think that. They may just think like, hey, it is what it is. She's being disrespected. I'm going to fight tooth and nail. Right. And then whatever happens, happens. Right. And then another thing that men may experience, sometimes they want to wait it out. Sometimes they want to wait it out. They want to see exactly what all is going on. Are they playing? Is this what they do? Should I just call the police? Should I get security? Should I get, you know, somebody's attention? Should I record it? I don't know. Because there may be some other factors that you can't see, right, because you're not involved in that situation. So men go through so many things during that type of situation. Now, let's just be real about it. If it's like full-blown altercation, if it's like just something where, you know, your life isn't on the line or, you know, you can intervene in some way, shape, or form, then, you know, some men are just going to do that because that's just who they are. But at the same time, ladies, how would you feel if your man, your husband came home, your brother came home, your son came home, right? And he is cut. He's maybe shot. He may be beat up. He may be stressed out. And he tells you, hey, you know what? I decided to step in. There was a lady that she was in trouble, and I stepped in. And then the guy or the guys that was involved, you know, they jumped me, they shot me, they stabbed me, whatnot. How would you feel? How would you feel about his efforts? Right, because thank God he made it in. He made it home. Right, thank God he made it home to you know, still be around to share that story. But I'm interested in knowing because. Do men feel protected? I mean, do women feel protected by men? Are we talking about what your husband's not doing that he should be doing? Are we talking about you don't feel that men in general step up for women that may be in distress, right? Are we talking about what your brother is not doing with his wife, your dad or your uncle are doing for their spouse or for their daughters and things like that? So we can go a lot of different ways. That's why we basically said what we said, because it may not necessarily be you this time, or maybe an instance to where, you know, you was affected indirectly. So there's just so many factors I want to take in consideration that I think it's a necessary convo, Tom.
Yeah.
We should be able to get some answers.
I think we got a call. I'm gonna get to your call. I just want to answer Gigi. I just feel like this. With me, you know what I mean? I got a good, like, I'm a vibe person. So if I see a woman and a man walking or whatever the case may be, and they having a little argument or whatever, I kind of look in her face. Like, if she feels uncomfortable, then I'm going to say something. I'm not going to be able to walk away without saying something. That's just me. I won't be disrespectful. I just be like, hey, y'all, you know, everything all right? Y'all good? You know what I'm saying? So that's her opportunity to say, no, I'm not. Now, if she says she not good, then it's going to be a problem, because she not good, meaning you got to leave, dude. Like, you got to walk off. And the way I am, I'm ready to take it wherever he going to take it. So I'm matching whatever energy he brings, because I would want somebody to do the same thing for my wife if they out and about. I wouldn't want nobody to look at it and be like, oh, I ain't none of my business. I'm gone. You know what I'm saying? Then come find out this dude strangled or follow my wife home, run her off the road or whatever the case may be, when somebody could have scared him and he could have went about his business.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't care who it is, how big, how many dudes it is. If I see a woman or a child uncomfortable, I'm approaching. I'm saying something. And however they energy is, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it's a situation where they like, oh, no, man, this is my lady, and then she be like, oh, no, we just having a conversation. You know, I apologize. Like, I just was, you know, making sure, you know, everything was straight. But if they trying to take it to the next level, then that's what we going with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We going to go there, and we'll figure the other stuff out later. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always say, like, I'm going to give you that much now. I'm not going to keep giving you that much, you know, because I've had situations where I had to press some people for family members, and then I turn around, they right back together. So I'm like, what I press them for? What was the point of me, you know, what was the point of me threatening them, and you're going to be right back with them? The point of me threatening them is to get them out of here. So, and me, women and children, dog, if I feel like they looking uncomfortable or don't feel right, I'm saying something. And we go from there.
Definitely.
But let me get this caller on. 4879.
All right, let's do it.
GEI Radio, you on?
Hey, welcome
fellas
to the call. Oh, welcome to the show, huh?
Thank you. It is WD.
Okay.
I want to... a couple of things. One, to answer the question, how would I feel if my son, my father, my dude, my brother got caught up in a situation because they were trying to defend somebody? And in that respect, I'd have a problem with it. Because it's one thing to, you know, take care of your fellow man. It's another thing to put yourself in harm's way. So, you know, our family, the way my family operates is whenever we're out together, we're out together. So if I bring somebody with me to whatever club, outing, whatever, and my family is there, we are watching out for everybody that's attached to us. So while I can go out and do whatever I want to or whatever, everybody has eyes on everybody. So if it's my brothers, we're watching my brother. Everybody, the person I came with, we're watching each other, because it's not even an unspoken rule. It is a spoken rule. We make sure that we protect each other. The question of do I personally feel protected by men? And I would have to say yes, because of the type of men that I interact with. whether they be friends, okay. whether they be the guys that I deal with. Now, yes, I have dealt with some idiots that were abusive and everything else. However, I had the option to not deal with that person and had the option to allow family, friends to intervene. When I chose not to, I had to deal with the consequences of that choice. Not to say that, you know, it's my fault that they were, that person was abusive. No, but it was my fault that I chose to remain in that situation when I had a way, you know, I had a way out. For whatever reason, I chose to not leave when I could have left the first time. That's not the point of this. So even to the point that, you know, I have people that I no longer am in a romantic relationship with, or I'm not involved with in any way, shape, form, or fashion. Like, we don't even speak. However,
right.
if I was in a situation where we happened to be in the same place and I was in danger, or I know that based on the type of person that they are, I could give a look and say, and they would be able to read the look like there's danger. And they know that I'm going to either make my way to them or they need to make their way to me just so I can get out of that situation. And then there are people that I still deal with that, you know, we're not dealing with each other the way we always have dealt with each other, but we still deal with each other. And they know that I ride for them as hard as they ride for me. So do I feel protected? Yes, because I protect those that I deal with. So, yes, I protect the men that I deal with, not in the same way, but, you know, y'all go through some stuff too. So I don't expect them to be Captain Save-Em, but I expect them to give me the same protection that I give them. So, yeah, I would say I do feel protected, but it's based on who I associate with at this point in
Very
my life.
Point.
And I think we have to kind of look at that, like who we rocking with? Are we rocking with crazy people that don't really rock with us, or you know, so I personally don't put myself in those situations, even though I'm out all over the place at any given time.
Yeah,
I'm never
That's
truthfully
good.
There by myself.
Right. Let me ask you, and thank you for sharing that. You made some good points here that we'll definitely be dealing with here. During this show, just real quick, everybody, this is Necessary Convo. I'm Gigi After Dark, G.I. Tone. Every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're talking about women. Women, do you feel protected by men? And that's the subject. We have WD, Wikipedia Diva, on the line. She's opening things up. So we thank you for being the first to address this. I know that there's hundreds of callers. We know that, and so we know that it takes some courage to even have that conversation, because we know that some have had some personal situations, and this could be, you know, somewhat of a trigger. We get that. Those things that you said are very key. I want to ask you, do you feel that if you or you and your friends were, you know, in a compromised situation? Like, we can't control what people do, right? And no matter what atmosphere, you know, some people could just be a little bit too aggressive, a little bit too assertive, extra, if you will. Do you feel that just overall or in general that the natural instinct of most men would be to come to a woman's defense and make sure that she's okay? And that's regardless. We're not talking about anything about race. We're not talking about anything about, you know, certain cultures and whatnot. But just in general, do you think that the majority of men to see what's going on try to protect a woman to make sure that she's okay? In your experience?
It's a two-part answer. So in my experience, I don't go anywhere that I don't know somebody. So that's rule number one, because to the second part of that answer, I think that people in general, people look out for the people that they know, because you have seen way too many instances of the person that tried to come to the defense of somebody, either paying with their life or paying with a sentence because it went somewhere nobody expected it to go. I'll give you a very good example. There's a very good friend of mine who was a sheriff in the county that I live and was in a situation like that. And we were all out of the club. He was trying to save somebody he didn't know, a chick he didn't know, and the guys ended up becoming aggressive. Some gunplay got involved. Long story short, he ended up doing some time because he shot somebody, trying to save somebody. Did time, lost his job, and life kind of took a downward spiral for him from then on. So, yeah, I think people would like to, but where we are today, you kind of have to, I can help those that I know. But there's a risk that comes with trying to help and protect somebody that I know nothing about.
Yeah.
And it's just, and so I would say it might be in your nature to want to help, but it's in your, it is programmed in men in general at this point to protect me. I want to protect you, but I got to make sure I'm protected in the process.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that, that is, you know, that's something that I wonder when we ask this question and the responses that we get in people's thought process, you know, what those expectations are of others around them that do not know them. And Tone, you know, the thing about it is there are instances to where it's a setup. I don't know what the percentage is. I don't want to get into that. But there's instances to where it very well can be a setup, or they very well could be playing, or you know, or starting out playing. And then, you know, somebody else gets involved, and so now they not playing. And to where something that, you know, she, her, and the guy, you know, have some type of dealings, like you mentioned before, and, you know, that's what they do. They go back and forth. They go back and forth. And, you know, he's the type of creep, or he's the type of crazy dude that, you know, shows out in public, right? But that's something that she is accustomed to him doing. So if somebody gets involved, it's kind of like, okay, you can say or do whatever you want, but at the end of the day, this is my guy, right? So some instances I've seen to where she may not appreciate somebody interfering because she want to protect him. WD, how do you feel about that? Is that a realistic scenario at times?
Yeah, and I've watched it many times. One of the main reasons why my brothers and the people that I deal with in the industry that I'm in, I'm out at various clubs and events with them, is because I can read women. So if I see that it's a setup because you're trying to come up on a lawsuit, and if they get involved, I'm stepping in because I see the setup. I see where this is going. And so that actually happens. It's a lot more common than, unfortunately, we would like to admit. And there are times where people are just crazy. Just certifiably, they shouldn't be involved. They crazy. But on the flip side of it, you have people that, you know, I think the people that are genuinely in trouble really need help. It's probably about 50%, you know, and so your toss is a coin toss as to if you are going to put yourself at risk to protect somebody you don't know. And because I have an adult son, and because I have adult nephews, you know, I tell them all the time, you got to make sure you come home. If that means somebody else doesn't, I'm sorry for them, but make sure you come home. So you help as much as you can, but do not put yourself at risk for you not to come home.
Right. Yeah. Tone, you was going to add to that?
No, yeah, I was gonna say, it's just, again, like, I look at every situation like, I mean, because like you say, we don't, you know, it can be a setup, but at the same time, I'm still going to say something. I'm still going to ask the question. Like I said, you know, it's on the approach. You know, a simple, is everything okay? If they say, mm-hmm. yeah, I move forward. You know what I mean? I'm not about to try to get deep into the conversation. I just need to know, is this lady okay? If she say right. she okay, I'm gone. Now, I still might. If we're in the club from across the room, I still might check on the situation, you know, glance over there and make sure everything's straight, tell my people, like, hey, they were fussing, make sure Holmes don't put his hands on, you know. We just watching the situation, but she said she was okay. But I have to ask. I could not ask that. This, the way my pops raised me, like, I would be thinking about that the entire week or two when I leave, like, dang, was that lady okay? Did she make it home? You know what I'm saying? So with me, I got to ask. I have to ask.
Yeah.
If it's an argument, if they set, you know, whatever they doing, you know what I mean? What's going to happen is what's going to happen. But I'm going to ask because I would want somebody to do that for my sister, my mother, my aunt, my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
If you see somebody fussing or a man being overly aggressive with a woman in my family, and I'm not there or nobody's there, you know, it might be all her homegirls. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they don't feel, they're not going to approach a situation like a man would. I would want another man mm-hmm. to at least say, hey, guys, everything all right?
Right.
Just to walk off from that, that's cowardly to me. And as a woman, I can understand why a woman would say, I don't feel protected by men. Because if a man be like, that ain't none of my business, I'm going to keep going. But what if it was your mother? And then your mother wind up dead, the first thing you're going to say is, well, why ain't nobody in the
why nobody
out there did anything? Exactly. So mm-hmm. you just got to take that approach like it's your sister, like it's your mother. You know what I'm saying? Just ask the question. It ain't going to hurt to ask. I ain't saying go over there and just beat up the man or nothing like that, because it might be the woman being the aggressor. The man might need the help. You feel me? So, but it won't hurt to ask. I feel like it wouldn't hurt to ask that question, you know what I'm saying?
Let me give you a scenario, Tone. You go and ask the question, is everything all right? Oh, girl says, nah, it's not all right. I don't want to be bothered with him. Dude hasn't, so now you're stepping in to try to protect her. Dude, now it's a setup, so you don't know that it's a setup. However, it is. So now you end up with everything that you have going, with everything you have on the table. You go to defend her and end up finding yourself with either an assault charge or a lawsuit because somebody is suing you for medical bills and pain and suffering and time from work because y'all got into it.
Well,
so that's what I'm saying.
It's simple. And when I ask you, are you okay, and you say no, okay, I'm about to call you an Uber or a cab so you can go home. Now, any violence is going to be me protecting myself. Like, I'm not just, when she says she's not okay, I'm not just going to jump on the man. I'm just removing her from the situation. So it's no way to set me up. The only way something's going to happen is if you touch me or you show that you got a gun or you show some type of physical, like you want to get physical with me or harm me. But my whole thing is, okay, well, let me get you an Uber and get you out of here. You know what I'm saying? Now, if he come towards me or trying to harm me, stand your ground. You know, it's Atlanta. It is what it is. Like, you get it in. You get what I'm saying? But, again, I think even with everything, I'm being 100% honest because I got 9 sisters. You know, I got 9 sisters.
Mm-hmm.
So just me having sisters and nieces, and I would just want somebody to do that for my niece because you never know. You never know. You got that's a chance you take, you know? It's just like, I mean, you know, when you go in a club, you don't anything can happen when you go out into these spots. It don't even have to be men and women fight. You could get lawsuits for anything. People bump people cars to make them come out and shoot you. So you can't escape that. But if I see a woman in trouble or I feel like she in trouble, I'm going to say something. I'm going to. With everything I got going on, it don't matter. I'm going to say something. And wherever it go, I'm willing to take it, wherever that person want to take it. Because I would want somebody to do the same exact thing for my mom, my sister, my wife, or anybody, any woman in my family or any woman I love that's out in a situation that she probably can't handle on her own. I would want another man to step in to make sure that my wife come home. And if they didn't, and it's videoed, and I've seen a bunch of men standing out there, I would feel the first thing I would say is, why didn't none of the men stop them?
Mm-hmm.
And that would be the first thing on everybody's mind. People say, oh, mind your business, walk away. But when something happened to this lady, the first thing everybody say is, yo, why didn't those men stop them? Like all those.
Well,
prime example. I'm going to give you an example real quick, and I'm going to let you, say your piece. It was an incident in New York where it was like two dudes. I think they were trying to talk to a lady in the store, and she was like, no, and they beat her up. And it was just dudes watching these dudes beat this lady up. It's no way possible that you can tell your son, your husband, or your uncle to walk away from that. It's no way that you can be like, let that go. They ain't got nothing to do with you. It is no way as a man, it's no way that you can watch two men beat up a woman like they beat that lady. I think they cut her too. I want to say they sliced her. And just walk away. It's just not in me. I'm just cut from a different cloth. It's just not in me. It's no way. No millions. No. I don't care what I got. It's no way I'm watching no man beat up no woman and I'm going to walk away. Now, I might be like, dang, I put myself in danger. After the fact, I might be like, dang, that was crazy, but at least we good.
Yeah. And that's why I posed the question that WD answered in the beginning. If your significant other, if your son, if your brother, if your dad came home and they, God forbid, but they were injured because of that, how would that make you feel? Now, I didn't even want to get to the point where if they lost their life for someone else. I mean, that's a whole different situation that we would have to unpack. But I do feel that it's extremely important for men to do something. You know what I'm saying? Like do something. Don't observe. Don't watch. Definitely don't walk away, but do something. And because nowadays we do have to move differently, right? Because we don't know what's going on. We don't want to compromise ourselves, because if we compromise ourselves, we can't help nobody, right? So if our approach, and to your point, Tone, so if our approach is aggressive and we have nothing to do with that situation, then you may get that same energy. But at the same time, to bring awareness, and I've done this before, I'm like, look, hey, guys, I don't know what you got going on, but you know what? This place right here and what you guys are doing, you don't know what these people are going to do. Now, if you got some issues or whatnot, depending on what's going on, especially if it's a younger couple or something like that, you can always look and assess and see, who's really being the aggressor and who is adamant. Because number one, you're making a public scene right now, so that means you don't care, right? So you got to take that first and foremost in consideration. They don't care, and then you also have to think about, okay, what are my resources right now? Because I'm not necessarily going to be the one to handle everything. Because if there's security there, if somebody need to call the police, if something escalates, well, who's going to call the police? A lot of those things have to be taken into consideration. But I just don't believe that men should be bystanders. I don't believe that men should be absolutely bystanders. And I'll tell you what, I'll go one further. even if you don't approach the couple, say something. Say something. Even if you don't walk up and approach them, right? Or even if you do it from a distance, say something. Yeah. Because, you know, folks black out, and once they black out, they don't really care who's around and what's going on. They're going to do what they feel like they need to do and want to do at that moment. And I've seen some situations. You know, I've seen some people step in. I've seen some people not step in. And, you know, I've said something in different ways. I've said something from afar. You know what I mean? I've said something up close. Hey, like, look, hey, you know, especially if it's folks of color, you know, because you don't know what folks will try to make that whole situation out of. And whatever they thought was going to be a mild argument or disagreement, now you got two folks, or you got somebody that's locked up in possible charges. Or if somebody intervenes, now it's an assault situation.
Yeah.
So even though it's case by case, I just don't – even though it's case by case, I still feel like as men, we have to have that, at least that, say something. Say
yeah.
something. Don't watch.
I agree. I was.
What was that, WD?
No, I was saying that. Yeah, it that definitely, you know, it's a case by case basis, and I think that as men, you with everything that you all have going on, and the risks that just come with the fact that you are men, sometimes you all have to. Make sure, like I said, you all come home because there are people
yeah.
that depend on you all. And so you got to make sure that you all come home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's
you
all
know,
I got.
Fair enough.
I think the funny thing is in most of those cases, you know, once somebody says something, it triggers other people. So now 9 times out of 10, you know, that guy feels like, all right, if I do take it there, these guys that's out here might do something to me. Even if nobody's going to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But like DG said, if you give the impression like, hey, you good, then the next man be like, hey, sweetheart, you good? You good? If guys start doing
yeah.
that, 9 times out of 10, the dude's going to be like, hold on. All right, I ain't going to do it here. Not saying that he's not going to do it later. I'm just saying he just may walk away right now and, you know, that give her time to do whatever she needs to do. You know what I mean? If she go back
yeah.
to him, then, again, that's something that she got to deal with. But in that moment, you know, a simple,
Oops.
Hey, you know, and like I say, it's all on how you approach the situation. Because, man, I used to run one of the – DJ, you know the club I used to run. That club was, you know, shootings and all crazy stuff. But a lot of times, just the way you approach it, you know what I'm saying? Just a lot of times
yeah.
the way you approach situations, you can really calm down crazy people because people come into my club and I just talk
yeah.
to them with respect. Just a simple conversation. Hey, man, you don't want to do this. You know, relax. All these people out here,
yeah.
you know, take it here, take it there. And they don't feel like I'm a threat. Now, if I went over, you know, now if you go
yeah.
over there and be like, who think you goddamn talking to? Yeah, then you're going to have a problem. And if they setting you up, you're going to have a lawsuit because you going aggressive. They going to get aggressive. So it's all on how you talk to people
yeah.
and how you approach the situation. And 9 times out of 10, you can stop it right there, but that don't mean that it's not going to happen later on. But at least you did your part. You know, you brought some awareness to the situation instead of just, like, it's none of my business and walking off. So
that's a fact. That's
but
a fact.
Did,
WD,
like,
we appreciate you jumping on. She hung tight, man. She hung tight with us. So, Wikipedia Diva, we appreciate you jumping on and getting things going. So thank you for your comments and all your input. So good looking out on that. I don't know if she's still on or not, but I just want to give her a shout out.
Definitely. Yeah, man. I mean, she, you make some good points. I understand. You know, I get it. Like, you know, you want to come home, you know, you want your family to come home. You know, that's just one of those things, man. Like, I just feel like it's an instinct thing. You know what I'm saying? As a man, but, you know, you're going, if you're a protector, you're going, it don't matter. Like, I'm not just a protector of my sisters. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, oh, I'm just going to protect my sisters and y'all, you know, y'all could beat up and rape and hurt all the rest of the girls because they ain't got nothing to do with me. If you know, if you're a protector, you're a protector. You know what I'm saying? So any situation, your instinct's just going to kick in. Now, you know, the older you get, how you handle the situation is going to be different. How you approach the situation is going to be different. Because how I approach a situation, if I seen a man fucking with a woman, how I would approach the situation in my 20s, I'm going to jail. Because I'm going straight over there with violence on my mind. Like, it's violence. But I'm 40, so how I approach the situation is totally different. I'm 40, I'm a businessman, so I'm still going to say something, but it's going to be with respect. Like, hey, guys, like y'all, like you said, everything good over here? Y'all might want, you know, chill out. Are you good, sweetheart? You know what I mean? She say, yeah, I'm gone. Soon she say, yeah, I'm out of there. At the same time, I'm going to keep my eye on the situation, but I'm gone. I'm not going to keep asking a whole bunch of questions and all that. I'm moving forward. If she say no, then we move on to the next step. I could call you an Uber. You know what I mean? And you can go about your business.
So you calling a perfect stranger an Uber? You calling her an Uber? The reason why I ask is, you know, depending on the situation, depending on where we're at and things like that, I will say something. Number one, to bring awareness, like, hey, look, man, we see y'all, right? Because sometimes, you know, the back and forth really escalates the situation, right? And I'm not trying to, you know, put blame on anyone, but, you know, some couples, that's what they do, right? So number one, so for me, it's like, yo, everybody sees y'all at this point. You know, the whisper is now louder. Now it's getting more aggressive, and then, you know, they're matching each other's energy, and now it looks crazy. It's a crazy situation. And so even looking at that and where I am with mine, you know, I would say something. And then once, you know, they say whatever they say, even if they're like, yo, mind your business. I've never had anybody say that before, but I'm sure that people wanted to or have to other people. Then at that point, I'm really looking at a situation where, okay, who, whether it be, you know, the security or whether, you know, a call needs to be made. Like, I'm looking at that. I'm looking at doing that. I'm not even really involved anymore at that point after that. Am I still evaluating the situation? Well, not, you know, somewhat, but my goal is to get that out of my hands and then get that to the next person who is in position to actually handle that. And hopefully, you know, hopefully others would also have, you know, the same courage to at least make it uncomfortable for them to continue doing what they're doing, or him to intimidate her and that type of thing. And really just make sure that people identify, hey, man, look who that is. Look at the dude. I don't care. Get it on video, take pictures, because, you know, if there's a situation where he need to be identified and the camera didn't get it, then let's do that. But yeah, I thought that was interesting that you would get involved into the fact that you actually call a Uber.
Yeah, I mean, cause like I said, I've worked in a club and I've seen it. Like, I've literally seen this on a night to night basis. I done seen like women come into a club with some homegirls, and you know, guys come up, she say no, now he mad. So now he like, you know, being aggressive towards her, stalking her, making her feel uncomfortable. So, you know, you good? Yeah, like, no, he keep messing with me. So, boom, I go straight to dude. Like, hey, man, you need to chill. Like, she good. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's over with. So I just feel like that let him know, like, all right, if he had any intentions on hurting her, somebody is watching. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Not saying that he still may not do it. I'm just saying, at least in my eyes, like, okay, he going to be like, all right, dude, that might be her brother, or that might be something, or whatever the case may be. Somebody watch.
Right.
As long as you get out here safe, you know, what y'all do after y'all leave my presence, I have no control over that. But as long as it's in my area, like, no, it's not going down. It's just not. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Now, if the girl tell me mind my business, if I walk up and I say, are you okay, and she say, mind your business, I'm gone. I ain't observing. I ain't doing nothing. I'm continuing my day. If she tell me mind my business, I'm gone. But if he tell me mind my business, I'm still going to ask her, are you okay? Like, are you okay?
Yeah.
You know, until she give me that answer, like, are you okay? Yeah, I'm good. All right, cool.
Yeah. Listen, guys, this is every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Necessary Convo, myself, GG After Dark, GI Tone. And listen, you know, tonight's subject was kind of tough. It was tough. I think that a lot of the listeners just wanted to have an idea of how would we address this. But in all actuality, you know, we can give our experiences all day long, but knowing how women feel right now, and you know, I'm gonna be honest, man. I was a little disappointed in the lack of the callers being vulnerable. I get it, but again, this is your calls are completely anonymous. We don't know. We don't know you. We're not gonna call you back. We're not gonna, you know, send you a link and have you, you know, do a survey. I'm wondering what the real feel is. Like, you know, do women feel protected? Do women feel protected from an emotional standpoint? Do they feel protected from financial standpoint? Because there's different types of abuse, right? You don't. It's not just mental. It's not just emotional abuse. There's financial abuse, right? There's verbal abuse, and there's different things. And so when you start feeling protected, asking, you know, do you feel protected? Maybe an example could be in your very own household. It doesn't have to be with strangers, right? It doesn't have to be out and about in a lounge or in a restaurant or, you know, at the grocery store, and, you know, a creepy dude is coming up to you and he won't stop talking to you and trying to make eye contact and crazy stuff like that. I truly wonder, and you know, this is a necessary convo, and I know it's tough, but I truly wonder, within the household, within that family dynamic, do women actually feel protected by men or by your man? You know, does he not care if you're out all night? If you don't call or text, is he good? Right? Do you feel protected from a spiritual standpoint? Like, do you guys, if you believe in prayer, do you guys pray together? If you guys, you know, do certain practices and things like that to become, you know, more connected, do you do that? Is that something that you want and you've asked him about it, and he's made empty promises, or, you know, that's just something that he's not agreeing to do, but it's a request of yours? And, you know, I mean, at this point, you know, the show is pretty much over, but I do want everyone to think about it when we have these tough conversations, because I know it's tough. I know it's tough as men. And I think that I believe that we have to also hold ourselves accountable to how much interaction do we do, and how do we make sure that the women in our lives, just in our lives, not even strangers, but in our lives, feel like they're protected and they can honestly say that.
No, I was saying, I think you said it earlier, you know, maybe some of these women on the call maybe be going through a situation at home. So they just listening. Maybe this, you know, advice, you know what I'm saying? Maybe they don't want to say anything or tell a story. You get what I'm saying? So it's cool. Like, I understand. But, you know, if you with a man, any woman, or if you with a woman, I mean, you know what I'm saying, whatever your preference is, and you don't feel protected, then you gotta move. And anyway, like he said, it's not just, you know, physical, you know, verbal. It's anyway, if you don't feel protected or you don't feel safe or whatever the case may be, then you got to get out of there. You got to get out of there. I just feel like if you with a man or you with somebody, you should feel protected with that person. You should feel like this person has your best interest, any form. And if you don't feel like that, then it's a problem. And you need to address it. That's just real.
Yeah, that's as real as you're going to get. You know, so I think it's also important that we address this and encourage folks that, you know, if you do feel protected, I think that's amazing. I think that's great. I think that's very important. You know, and as we learn, you know, everybody is different. And, you know, there's some guys that, as I gave the examples, they don't know how to respond, right? They don't know how to respond. They may have been taught to mind their business. They may have been taught to, you know, wait, assess the situation. They may have been, you know, taught to go get help, you know. And so it's important. It's important to also understand expectations as well. So if a woman doesn't feel protected, it's important for us to know why. It's also important for that woman to express why. You know, when we start talking about communication, you know, communication should be two-way. You know, you can keep talking to a person over and over, but if they don't comprehend or they're not listening, then it's not as effective as you think that it should be. Just because you told someone, that doesn't mean that they understand, they comprehend it. And so holding them accountable because you said something to them is different than a productive dialogue and being on the same page on that subject. And so I think that it's a part of communicating. And, you know, we definitely, like you said, Tone, you know, we understand it's a difficult it's a difficult subject for some folks. It may be easier for others. But I want to encourage you to talk to someone, you know, talk to someone that you feel safe with, that you, you know, can confide in. Definitely don't talk to no side dude about this.
Oh, man, that's making it worse.
Oh, man, don't talk to your what were we say the other your work husband? Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't tell your work husband that you feel some type of way. I caught that show after the fact, but that was a pretty damn good show. I kind of wish I was on there because I got stories. But yeah, so communicating is so key. So I just want to encourage women and men, you know, in this particular subject, if your significant other, if your family members, if your friend, you know, is feeling some type of way, you know, communicate that. Don't assume that because they know you, they should know you. When you start acting stank, they're supposed to know what that means. When you stop talking, when you're not having sex, you know, when you're not cooking dinner, when you're not calling, that everybody has something going on already. Right, so while you got something going on, you expect somebody to react to it. Somebody else may have something going on as well, and they may be looking for you to communicate. So, you know, I think we're in a time tone where a lot of people have those expectations of people knowing when they need something and they don't have to communicate it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where a lot of us are, man. They're like, hey, you should know. I remember, you know, being involved in my significant other at the time. She was like, you know, I waited a whole 5 days. this is a gem, right? I've waited a whole 5 days for you to pay attention that I wasn't doing this and I wasn't doing that and you to ask me what was wrong with me.
Wow.
Are you kidding me right now? Are you kidding me? You know, and the thing is, of course, there's going to be times where, yeah, you guys are going to be on point. You know, you sad or you mad, you upset or whatever, I'm on it. Hey, I did something for you, you know, massage or flowers or dinner or a card or something like that. And then there's going to be times where there's so much going on my side that I'm just trying to get my mind right so I can be a benefit to anybody around me. And that can happen. But if you assume, right, if you assume that people are going to know and be able to read your mind and read your actions and things like that, there's going to be times where you're going to disappoint yourself. And I'm saying you're going to disappoint yourself because that other person's not even going to know, legitimately not know, because what they have going on, you know, they can't tend to your needs until they know what your issues are that need to be addressed.
Facts.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
So, yeah, man, it was one of these shows, man, where I think a lot of people learned the aspect of where men feel like we are when it comes to, you know, protecting women or protecting our women and things like that. Like I said, some guys don't know, you know, and then some guys do, and they act accordingly. So I hope that was impactful for you guys. Tony Mason, you was on it tonight, man.
I'm gonna keep it real with you because I feel like if we're protecting our women, then our women, not our cousins or our sisters, like women. You get what I'm saying? Like all our women.
Yeah.
We protecting them. So that means everybody. No matter what.
Yeah.
No matter what color, no matter what. Like, you know, of course, definitely black women, but it don't matter. If you protect the women, then we protect the women. So if you see something wrong, say something. Do something. That's it. It ain't no conversation. I don't have no other conversation other than that if you're a man. If you're a man and you see something wrong, you need to say something or do something. Or in my eyes, you ain't no man. That's just my opinion.
Yeah. There it is.
So, with that being said.
There it is. That's legit.
Another great show. GG, let them know where they can find you at, man.
Yeah, by all means. Before we end this platform tonight, rest in peace, Greg, man. NeNe Leakes' husband, Greg. That was a tough one. I think he passed at 66. He was battling colon cancer for a while. That was a tough one. And actually, I've met both of them before. And you know, reality TV is different than real life. Reality TV is so different than real life, man. And you meet these folks, and they literally, when they're on the show, they're performing. It's a reality show, but these people are performing. I don't want to get into that, but yeah. So you can definitely find me on all platforms: GG After Dark, GIGI After Dark, IG, GGAfterDark.com. You can find me there. If you are on Facebook, you can definitely check me out at Malloy Rob. That's my personal page that I actually have a lot of fun on. So you can get a chance to kind of get a feel of what I have going on locally and worldwide. So most definitely, man. How about yourself, Tone? How do they stay connected?
Yes, you can follow me on all social media platforms, GEI_Tone. You can follow the GEI Radio on all social media platforms. And you can follow the Necessary Convo Show on IG, Necessary_Convo. Make sure you check out that network, GEI Network on Roku. Please add it to your Roku channel. Also, September 26th, I'm going to be plugging this the whole September until it's time. I've been doing these Black Men Brunches in Merlin. I've done, I think, three of them here. And I'm glad I finally get to do one at the crib. So I will be bringing it to Atlanta September 26th at Tropical Lounge. I'll be putting out more information on that. So I'm look, if you got some, well, they got to be at least 18. Bring them out. We're going to chop it up. You know what I mean? We're going to talk. We're going to sing. We're going to do everything, man. It'd be good conversations at these brunches. So I'm excited that I get to bring it to Atlanta. I think it's going to be dope. So be looking out for that. Gigi, you got anything coming up?
Yeah, I definitely have a few things going on. Brims and Stilettos is every fourth Saturday, CNC Social House. We actually are only doing three more for the year. So you have September, October, November, and then we're not doing that until next quarter in 2022. But I also have a live stream of a brand new show. I won't give you guys too much info on that. You just have to follow the social media platforms to get into that, man. Yeah. Thank you so much. So we're doing live streams on Thursdays for the month of September. So just check me out, and I'll give you those details, man. And we're having a good time, man, for sure. I'm very thankful and grateful for everyone's support, to include GEI Tone, the whole fam. I appreciate you guys supporting everything, man. We up, man. We up.
You already, man. Everybody, enjoy the rest of your weekend. Enjoy that extra day off.
Yeah.
Be safe. Peace.
Peace. We out.